This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Ariana, we have someone on the line right now to talk about their brand new single. Sarah Leet, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are amazing. Now, where are we speaking to you from, Sarah?
I am in a little town between Narrabri and Gunnedah, down near Tamworth in New South. Town's called Barnbar, about 80 people.
Wow. 80 people. Wow.
80 people. That's awesome.
It's tiny.
How is it there? How is it down there, obviously, with, you know, what's going on with the world at the moment? Are you guys affected at all?
Yeah, I think I know, regional New South Wales just got, we all got locked down. So we're all just hanging out at home, enjoying the fantastic weather that we have every day, a bit like Queensland, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been all right.
Very good. Well, you look like you keep yourself busy. You work on a farm as well?
I used to work on a farm. I did harvest last year. But I just kind of I'm trying to make ends meet a bit at the moment, as I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, I see on your bio you've done a fair bit of touring. Are you missing that at the moment?
Yeah, it's obviously it's our kind of bread and butter, and I'm like a sucker for kind of travelling and stuff too, so it's been pretty hard, but I kind of learnt last year pretty early on in the piece, I think, to, you know, pivot or whatever they say and write some songs, and this last lot of lockdown is kind of finding me in the same boat, I guess. I guess you just write enough songs, one day we'll be able to play them somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, it's a good time to be recording and releasing. Now, tell us about your new single, The One That Got Away.
So this one was written about an ex-boyfriend of mine from high school. I know. but good old social media keeps you kind of, connected with people that you might not have normally been connected with. And I kind of saw a post last year that he got engaged to his new girlfriend. And I was just really happy. Like, I've been married now a couple of years, and I'm just really happy that he's found his person. So it's more, even though it sounds like it's all a bit, I wish I had him back, it's more just, I think I'm the one that got away, actually.
And you're like, I do not want you back. Yeah. So we're clear.
And does this so-called, obviously ex-boyfriend, does he know this song's a little bit about him?
I haven't told him. I thought about it, and I thought, you know, it's a super weird conversation. It's been like a long time too. So it's like, you know, hey, I wrote this song about you.
Well, if you didn't know, now he does probably know because we're talking about it. I suppose when you know, you do stuff like this, especially in your past, do, obviously being married, do you have to consult that with your husband, or, you know, is that something you talk to him about?
Look, not really. And it's funny because this last lot of songs that I've written are really, really reflective. And yep. I've played them to a friend of mine. She's like, you would not know you're married. Hey, you just sound miserable.
But you're obviously not.
You're like, no, I used to be miserable, okay?
I think you just kind of draw from different circumstances. But when he asked me what the next single was, and I told him, he's like, so that one about that bloke? I was like, yeah. Here it is, dear.
He sounds very country, because if he just goes, oh, I don't want to about the bloke.
It's yeah, he's just not concerned in the slightest.
Yeah, well that's a good thing. I mean, it's always good that you can reflect on your previous life and draw inspiration from it. I mean, some people probably, you know, find that a bit hard to do, but you're thriving with that.
Definitely. And I think sometimes, like for me anyway, like a lot of the stuff I'm going through at the moment's really like really icky, and I find I don't I don't fully appreciate the situation until I've worked my way through it a bit. So even though it may have happened to me, you know, a little while ago, I'm kind of getting a bit of closure on it, I suppose, even for myself by writing about it. So it's it's a very cathartic process. I know a lot of people say that, but it's pretty true.
I don't know how old you are, Sarah, but it sounds like you're growing up. That's what that's what that is. I mean, I feel like I'm growing up when I do things like what you're doing. But congratulations with releasing this new single, The One That Got Away. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Sure. So you're listening to 98.9 on The Brekkie Show with Jarrell and Tari, and you're listening to my new single, One That Got Away. This is Sarah Leet.
Thank you. saw you smiling in a photograph, like you used to do when you were next to me. She's beautiful, she makes you laugh, got her eyes on you and on your knee. Ain't it funny how we're older now? Life's been moving on and so much has changed. Both moved out, both in different towns. I know that we don't talk, but I just wanna say that I hope you're happy now. Hope you've gone and found the one for all your life. And I still think about the falling out in our last night. She might be your happy ending, and that's okay.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.